claiming our authentic freedom. So imagine if we were to wake up each morning without fear, without doubt, and without worry. To do this is to try to separate ourselves from these emotions that cause this, but the world seems to keep trying to take our attention back again, to keep dragging us back into the fear, into the doubt, or into the worry. As empaths, healers, and light workers, we feel everything deeply, and our emotional reactions are also a reflection of our own growth. Everything we feel, as well as our conditioning. Our conditioning leads to thought, to subconsciousness, and this subconsciousness that allows us to keep repeating these patterns and our emotional fears, doubts, or worry hold us back in our ability to shine our light truly in the world. For our own growth, for us to be aware and for us to move forward and seek another layer of emotional and to seek another layer of emotional release to raise our vibration. So to do this, we need to seek and we need to choose our conscious choices, to choose our orientation, everything we feel and everything that is not in thought, to follow our intuition. So this allows each and every one of us, as we are all unique souls, to claim our authentic freedom. We must break through our own limitations and we must discover our own joy. This is not for someone else to do, but our own internal work. And this continues, as we know, throughout our journey. We must also find the conscious ability that we do have to create the life that we want. Also, the awareness that the life we want changes frequently. So I'm reluctant at this point to share the life you've always wanted, because I do believe that you're currently living part of the life that you have already previously wished. And this too changes. So each time you move forward energetically, raise your vibration, the life that you want to create changes also. As we are in current vibration, the awakened energies, this is moving rapidly, as we know. So our emotional life is part of our life that needs to keep us moving forward, but also gives us many blocks. What we need to do is tune into ourselves and to have a real honest assessment of our emotional bodies and energy. To focus consciously and to create a shift. When we're feeling vulnerable, there's a normal 3D, the third dimensional response in us, and that is to initially create drama. We all do it, we know we do, and it's actually a defense mechanism to test others. Will they stay? Will we give them now the opportunity to leave? And we can find and give a reason for them to go to prove that we are right. And we do often this unconsciously. But nevertheless, we must recognize the pattern. Not always can it be people. It can be dreams, situations, jobs, etc. It can be any situation that allows us to try to push something away that you know is good for our soul. Just mainly in fear of worry. What others will think. How can we evolve? How can we dream that big? How can we have such goodness and kindness in our lives? So now I just want you to sit quietly and calmly, and I want you to recall a situation when you have done this. Just taking a few breaths if you need to, just to relax. When have you chosen to test another person and to push their buttons? This situation will be something emotional that was important to you, because if not, you wouldn't have felt the fear. You wouldn't have felt the worry or the doubt. You wouldn't have felt the need to test another person. So when did you choose to do this? To test somebody, to push their buttons, maybe be cold or push them away. And just feel deeply into the situation. Observe what somebody was offering. And just to see if they will reassure you or comfort you or stay with you or choose you. Or to say that you're not good enough is one of the biggest fears, worries and doubts that can come here in our emotional body, our energetic field. So just observe this moment. You may have several come flooding in, but focus on one that's either recent or one that stands out more to you. And allow it. Allow yourselves to observe this behavior, because this is progress. This is an amazing step forward for your emotional body. And feel into that. Always observing the love and kindness that can be given by somebody that we push and push and push. And sometimes we just cannot see that it was in love and kindness. Sometimes we just have to believe that everything is suspicious. Everything is not as it seems. Everything is to test ourselves. Everything ultimately is down to us not feeling we're good enough. So just observing this feeling, how did you feel? Because you're so fearful of rejection, ultimately we reject others by pushing them away. Just breathing to this. We may not have realized we were rejecting somebody else or whatever the situation is that rises here that you know you've pushed away, or a hope or a dream or an opportunity. And as we relax into this, observing it and just feeling a sense of relief that we can see what we've done. This is the learning. It's not to analyze. It's not to just look at the repeated behavior to go over and over. That brings in the thought process. But it is, of course, to understand the undercurrent of you not actually doing this yourself. You're not choosing you. You're not being kind to yourself. You're not putting yourself first. And the thing is that you're not doing it, but you're wanting others to. And it is, in fact, if we're all honest with ourselves, a control tactic. The reason that we do this in the human nature is security. And we can only feel the security when our emotions are heightened. So we create this drama, we create this test in order for us to again, once again, feel secure. So now what we want to do is breathe deeply, and we want to break the cycle. We want to choose the freedom. And the freedom of this, of course, has to once again start with self-love. And that's how we bring this beautiful choice of freedom, the authentic freedom our soul is so desperate to claim. Just observe for the moment the yogic non-violence. The yogic term non-violence, it can bring and conjure up many, many things. It's something that I deliver in my meditation teacher training. But ultimately, non-violence is self-abuse emotionally as well. It can be the self-destruct. It's anything that we do to emotionally abuse or put ourselves down and keeps ourselves stuck and not allowing ourselves to have that sense of freedom and to show kindness to ourselves. How we treat ourselves is an enormous indicator of where we are emotionally and where we are on our pattern of our growth. We have been educated in the Western world and all over the world, but particularly the Western world, to put ourselves last and to be praised for it. And part of that comes from this, still holding on to that old paradigm. And this is something you can consciously do. Show non-violence to yourself. Show kindness to yourself. How you talk about yourself. You know, how you are aware of how you express yourself to others. Consciously making the choice, not from ego, which will be your other fear, to sound like you're being too confident, too self-confident. It's not. It's to allow that balance, that it's not ego to say and show yourself kindness. It's just a natural non-violence. And obviously at times the best way to gauge this is to somebody that you love, that you're close to. And how would you feel if you treated them the same way that you currently treat yourself? And often that is your answer. So just relaxing even deeper, just to observe yourself. Just to observe your every move and your every reaction whilst you are listening to this session, feeling the healing at every level. And we're going to take this to extend beyond this session for you to observe yourself, your every move and your every reaction, to take it through today, tomorrow, for the week, the month, to be alert, to especially be alert to your emotional reactions to situations, to people, to things that you really, really wish for, hope for, and dream of, and look at when they do come to you, how you react, and how do you actively participate in creating a shift. You focus consciously now that you're choosing to be alert, you're choosing to look at your emotional reactions, and therefore you're choosing to create a shift by kindness and self-love. Self-love to yourself and to those around you. Those around you that are showing you kindness, showing you love, and without testing them, accept that it's come with the gratitude and love intended. Of course, not every situation is accurate. Not every situation is delivered to you in kindness. We do know that. We're not naive. But know that when you accept everything with the positivity and gratitude, you have every ability to create a shift and turn something around. Your positive energy will attract positive energy, and in the end will reject anything that's not in your current energy field or the right goodness for you, anything that is not meant to be for you. Of course, we have situations that come in that are for us to learn, to evolve and grow. So fully at soul level, we would accept that as well. We don't have to be defensive, because we will have them relearn the lesson that was being given. So when you feel vulnerable, and you will do, try to consciously view where that's coming from. Make a choice not to allow the patterned behavior that you've chosen before, and instead turn it around, focus on your strength, focus on your intuition, and rather than being negative or just reacting from your subconscious conditioning that causes you to create the same pattern, just instead bring the positivity, bring the energy, bring the light. View everything instead of being in it, and see behind the emotion. And then you can truly see the reality of whether there is a need in that moment to feel or be threatened, or if you are in fact experiencing a reaction to a previous condition or experience. Whether you're knowingly doing this or not, you will have been choosing to keep and repeat this old conditioning pattern. And right now in this moment, and you experiencing and choosing to create this shift, you will be choosing to shift this into a positive, active freedom response, for you to allow your emotional freedom. For years, we may have blamed this on others or a situation, but we do have the chance and the opportunity to change our reactions in every single moment, and not to put everything into thought. So turn this experience into a compassionate experience for yourself, one that can also be incredibly liberating. Your emotional body, your emotional energy deserves this love and kindness, this non-violence, as you do at soul level. The whole aspect is this, is for your soul to claim your authentic freedom, and start by doing this in this moment. Relax deeply now, allow everything to shift as you feel you've resonated. And just allow everything to raise your vibration by shifting with this awareness and feeling inner smile and happiness and kindness. Feel this love deep within yourself and take this out with you for the next day, the next week, the next month, however long you can consciously choose to make this choice to make a difference to your emotional freedom. Namaste.